This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Are you driving your car or doing laundry right now? Podcasts go best when they're bundled with another activity. Like Progressive home and auto policies, they're best when they're bundled too. Having these two policies together makes insurance easier and could help you save. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save nearly $800 on average. Quote a home and car bundle today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $793 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2021 and May 2022. Potential savings will vary.
WNYC Studios is supported by W.W. Norton & Company, publishers of The Road to Freedom, Economics and the Good Society, by Nobel Prize-winning economist Joseph E. Stiglitz. The Road to Freedom, essential reading for those committed to the American ideal of an economic and political system that delivers well-being, opportunity, and meaningful freedoms for all. The Road to Freedom, available now wherever books are sold.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Welcome back to the New Yorker Radio Hour. I'm David Remnick.
I am extremely excited to introduce you to our guests here, Abby Jacobson and Alana Glazer. The two fabulous Jewesses who created Broad City on Comedy Central. I have to say, as a television critic, I watch a lot of web series, and most of them are not good at all. But this was an extremely unusual example. It was smart from the beginning.
That's television critic Emily Nussbaum, and she's a fan of Broad City. Abby Jacobson and Alana Glazer, two struggling improv comedians, created Broad City as a web series. And now it's going into its third season on TV, with supposedly Hillary Clinton as a guest star. Jacobson and Glazer play characters much like themselves named Abby and Alana, and they're kind of a latter-day Laverne and Shirley. They've got lousy jobs, they screw around, they get stoned all the time, and they love one another more than any of the various men that come through their lives. It's a brazen, but above all, joyful take on being young and heedless.
So, without further ado, 4 and 3 and 2 and 1, Abby and Alana.
Hey, we are so excited to be here. Oh! I didn't know
so
you were doing
chic,
that
Emily.
Whole thing.
I know.
Like, wow.
That was lovely. Thank you so much.
I want to start with a little rudimentary backstory just about the show. I know you guys are from Philadelphia and Long Island. You came to New York. You met at UCB. Why did you decide to make a break and make a web series? And at that point, did you have any kind of master plan for what you were doing in your head, or were you winging it?
I think in the beginning, for the first season of the web series, I don't think we had a bigger picture. It was just about... We were still in that mode of, like, being so in love with, like, finding your voice.
Like, did you have a general concept of who the characters were? I mean, the characters are named Abby and Alana, so there's...
Yeah. I mean, it's us, but it's, like, we didn't, like, see these, like, poles that we have now. It wasn't... It was more fluid. We were really just finding it.
You've been working with Amy Poehler, and she helped you bring the show in, and I read that she said that your job was to be the policeman of your brand, and obviously that's good advice. I was actually wondering, what's the worst advice that you had on the show as you were trying to bring it in?
So FX, I'm so happy things turned out the way they were. When they were giving us notes, they were great notes, but they ended up passing because they felt that the show was too girly. So even, like, the pass, why they passed was terrible advice, but also great advice, because I think the show, I hope that we don't ever go away from female topics. Mm-hmm. And that was almost like, no, I think
awesome.
You're wrong.
Did they specifically say that? Did they say it's too girly for our brand?
Or someone said that.
Or like that point was conveyed, I guess.
Yeah, that was conveyed to us as like kind of why it didn't fit. And you know what? I'm like, great. That's fine. It's okay for a network to skew male.
So I want to ask about the origins of some of the stuff on the show, just as though we're on a DVD commentary track, just because I'm curious
love
about
it.
The background.
Love it.
Deals, 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 I know, was based on a job that you guys had.
Yeah.
Our last job before selling the script.
Underwater massage? Yes. Yes, that sounds intense. Great job. Killing it. Who's got More deals. Who else has a deal for me? Oh, Nicole, what's your deal?
I'm kind of obsessed with these DIY vajazzling seminars, and I feel like they'd be a really great fit for us.
That is what I'm talking about. Do you guys smell that? Come on, sniff the air. Oh, what's that odor? I think it's the scent of a deal. Who's got more deals for me? Ooh, in the back, Alana, dope sweatshirt. What is your deal?
I've been kind of obsessed with getting paid, and I was wondering if that's happening today so we could all be paid.
Checks, unfortunately, delayed till Friday. Bummer. FML, right? Speaking of FML, went on a third date with that girl from Match.com to keep you guys updated. Third time went for the kiss, third time rejected, but I'll try it. I'll get it. Let's get back to our desks. Deals don't make themselves.
So Lucia Agnello, who's a writer and our main director on the show, wrote the copy for Deals, basically, Life, also known as Life Booker. And she got
it's
us
a big
jobs.
New York company.
It's huge now.
Lovely.
And they were
Check
great.
Them out.
We worked there and worked on the web series simultaneously.
Have you gotten response from them to the portrayal on the show?
They love it. I saw Dana in the street,
oh,
one
right.
of the founders, and
yeah.
she was like, it's hysterical. There's it was so funny.
There's a web episode called Work, and that is like where we sat. We sat next to each other doing sales. Alana called salons and like waxing places in L.A., and I called New York. And then we would like G-chat and be writing Broad City.
We were so lucky that the young people who were running the company were proud of us having a passion.
Mm.
So they were really understanding.
It was crazy. So we did this little festival at 92Y Tribeco where we showed a couple web episodes. And I don't know why they put our picture in the New York Times. And we freaked the fuck out. They were so supportive. There was only like 10 people working when we worked there. And we came in and we like had both and bought the paper.
That's so great.
So it was great. It was have you seen it? Have you seen it? Have you seen it? It's like, stop. No sales today. No deals. We're in the paper.
Oh, man.
Oh, God.
But they were like, this is so cool. They were so
They were
generous.
Really supportive.
Have your conceptions of Abby and Alana changed over the course of the show?
I feel like we more consciously separate from our characters. We think of them as a past version of ourselves, but it's bizarre, the like awareness.
Because I was asking sort of how they had changed over the course of the show, but part of what you're talking about is that you've become different than they are.
Because they are us. I mean, it's like futile to try to distinguish it, but...
Well, how do you differ from them?
It's kind of me at 22, I feel like, she's 26 and I'm 27. now I'm 31. But I like being in my 30s. It actually helps me feel like different from the character. But it's a constant thing of trying to figure out, oh, well, who was I and who am I now and how would that character make a decision in that situation versus how I would. I think the characters are much wilder than we are.
Are the characters going to grow up over the course of the show or do the characters stay static for you? Because they're different models of comedy.
I think this season was the hardest for us to write because it changes.
Because we had to make that decision and we decided for them to like slowly grow. Slowly, but...
So I want to go to another clip, dentist clip.
You're doing an awesome job already. You just keep clutching Bingo Bronson. That Mommy Lani got you. Me.
Mommy Lani.
And that's it. Whole thing's going to be painless. You're not even going to know. You're going to be out. You just chill. So riddle me this. Doc, mayonnaise clinic claims that facial paralysis can be a thing.
What?
Care to comment?
Release my head, woman. I got this. Abby's going to be fine. Look at these black-blue hands. If I mess up this white girl's teeth, the black dentistry game is over forever. I'm gonna get these teeth for my people.
Wow. I don't do anything for my people.
Count backwards.
Bye, Abby. I'll see you when you wake up.
And if you don't wake up, I'll still see you.
Because I'm going to kill myself and meet you in heaven or whatever.
Sometimes I just feel like running the whole episode. I wanted to ask you about race in the show, because there's a big ongoing debate in the comedy world about race and about appropriation and all these kinds of things. And your show's very diverse. Your characters are into hip-hop. There's been things like a Spike Lee homage. And I wonder whether you talk about this as a...
I don't think we were talking at all about, like, cultural appropriation at all.
Or race. I mean, it was who's our favorite director?
Yeah.
And we're like
literally making a... Yeah.
Have you gotten criticism for that?
Not for the Spike Lee thing, but I feel like we've like read here and there about, you know, these like white girls and their language and Alana's language, and you know, it's like a bummer, but it's also like, yeah, cultural appropriation is a bummer. Mm-hmm. So,
but I think it's also, you asked if the characters.
Right? It's like, the characters, I mean, it's like, what are we going to, like, say, like, no, it's cool. It's honestly, it's not cool. You know?
Yeah,
so it's like, it's okay to point it out and for it not to be cool in the show.
And something we talk about all the time is, like, these, it is also something we're like, well, they are different from us, and they're not perfect, and they make mistakes, and I think that is part of Alana's growth and sort of the growth of the show, where it is like, well, who... Do I want to be doing those things? I at least want to make sure I'm aware. Like, speaking as a character, like, oh, they're growing in not just in jobs, in actual, like, emotional beliefs and things.
And the more the show is developed and the more distinct we become from the characters, I guess the more we're writing them as a tool.
Well, one of the things I find so great about the show, it has this completely... joyful filthiness and this like embrace of sexual adventure as freeing and silly thing. And I wonder if you'd talk a little bit about like the sexual philosophy of the show and the sexuality of each of your characters, which is a bit different.
I don't know. People are like, "Oof, you guys are filthy." And it's like, I don't know. It doesn't feel that filthy to us. It's like, it certainly doesn't feel serious. You know, like just in you saying that, I'm like, oh yeah, like sex usually isn't like seen as silly, or it's like so silly that it's not sexy, but it's like sexiness is silly because the fact that it's a new time, you know, it's like now it's a different time, like it's just, it's silly the way it's set up, so it's very easy to make it silly.
But I think the reason some people like it is because they do treat sex in that way, and that's what people talk about with their friends and how they talk about it. So I think it's a very relatable thing. I don't know what you guys think.
Yeah, and it's also like, I feel like in general, the show is like, even though everything is a big deal, it's also nothing is a big deal. Mm-hmm. Like the weed and, I don't know, these like elements that feel natural. But like, I guess on most shows, it's like, sex is so part of this narrative of like, getting the guy. Where in this show, it's just for the purpose of sex, which it is more in life. It's just pleasure. So it's less of a big deal, even though it's so important to them.
Yeah, they talk about it all the time. I mean, it's really like
it is a constant. Yeah, but it's not really central to the plot. I guess it's just essential setting and context or something.
We know that Alana is into Abby. Is Abby into Alana? Like, what's Abby's sexuality vis-a-vis Alana? You can address this either as the characters or yourself. It's fine.
I don't... No, I don't think so, and...
Yeah, me neither. Me neither.
No.
Me neither.
No, I'm sorry. Well, I kind of like... I don't think she is.
What do we mean here? Like, that's her number one.
That's her number one. I love that it doesn't always have to be... Like, it doesn't always have to be a sexual relationship. Mm-hmm.
And like,
and it's like, oh, these are just two best friends. Even though it's sometimes hinted at with Alana, it's like a runner.
And I also think Alana, it's like more based in romance than sex with Abby. It's they're primary partners, you know. And they're, again, it's that like fiery early 20s when like everything's romantic. Moving to the city is romantic, even though it smells like piss. It's like, and yet they're so romantic about it. Like, I think it's that same thing where There's just that fire that withers away.
You're making an amazing television show. What are your... I mean, it's one of these things where I don't know how long the show will last. Do you have other plans?
Yeah, we
are...
Are
you working on a movie or...
Yeah,
we just
finished our first draft of this movie.
Handed it in.
Sent it to the studio.
You know...
Thanks, you guys.
It's
that
not,
is nice.
It's not... We're not in it. It's not
Which
like about us
Which I think is more baller.
All.
It's like so boss. It's like... With script pages, it's
that's
so
what
hot.
We do. We hand it in like that. We're like,
come on, two,
pick
three,
them up.
Four.
They're numbered.
Exciting incident.
Pick them up.
Aquamarine. Midpoint, baby. Lowest, darkest of the soul, whatever. And we have individual projects.
Yeah, I was wondering, do you want to do solo stuff or?
Yeah, it's fun to like talk about them with each other too, because it's like we're still honing that Broad City voice. But we also still, we're changing. So there's an individual voice to still be found. And those individual voices feed the combined voice in Broad City or otherwise.
Thank you so much. That was fantastic. And thank you to the wonderful audience. Thank you guys for coming.
Abby Jacobson and Alana Glazer talking with The New Yorker's Emily Nussbaum. They spoke at the recent New Yorker Festival.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.